That was Dave Atkinson. He's in studio right now.
Get in that weird, slanty basement door thing with the flappy things. Get in it. Get in there. It's raining. Oh, it's
cellar doors.
It's going to rain bad. I love those doors. I love doors and I love shutters that just...
When they're flapping, yeah.
Yeah, they just flap needlessly and serve absolutely no purpose other than to look cool in old movies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and to act as rudders when the house lifts off the ground and is sent to Oz.
Welcome to the show, Dave.
How's it going?
It's good.
I was just here in character, wasn't I?
You certainly were.
Yeah, that's me putting on a horrendous French accent. When we were rehearsing the show, I showed up with a real French-Canadian accent, and they said, no, that's not silly enough. And then I just kept getting more ridiculous and more ridiculous and more ridiculous, and then I eventually went, you can't expect me to talk like this. And they said, yeah, perfect.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's just the most ridiculous thing I can do, which is really working out for the show. It's a funny show. It's really odd, and we gave away most of the plot details earlier. But still, you get to see...
That was a little short-sighted of us, wasn't it?
Yeah, maybe. But, you know,
well,
no.
Listeners have probably seen the show already. It's pretty popular.
Hopefully, yeah. Well, we did okay, but... Yeah, the problem is it's great. We're in this really big venue at Fringe, because Fringe is all these little venues, and sometimes you have a venue that only holds about 45 or 50 people. So then those people get bragging rights because they're like, sold out last night. You know, and our venue holds 300 people, and so you can never really sell out a 300-seater with a Fringe show. Although on Saturday at 6:30, you can definitely help us try. We have that many... seats. We can yell that loud. Just come on out to the show. Anyway, that's enough plugging. But
it's at the Alumni Auditorium, by the way.
Yeah, it's at the Alumni Auditorium. That's where you have to come. It's Fringe. And you can go to duelltheplay.com for like the showtimes left and bios of everybody and a picture of me wearing... I'm not wearing the shorts, but I have the glasses on, and the glasses are funny in their own right. So,
how'd you get involved in the show?
Actually, it was written by a guy named Jeremy Doran. And his brother Mike, I actually went to the university with. The show's made up of U of O, well, we're mostly grads now, but we were in the theater department like 2 months ago. And pretty much we were just sitting around in theater in English Canada, and Mike said, my brother wrote this show, do you want to put it up in Fringe? And we said, okay. He asked me to play this guy, because basically his casting was, I'm just going to ask my friend who is the most like it, because basically our group of friends were all a bunch of... theater morons. If we're not actors, we can't act. And if we're not, you know, like the tech people, they have some acting skill. Like and Sylvie, who plays Wendy, she actually didn't act very much. She was mostly into directing, and she's a very good director. But she was just perfect for Wendy. So we asked her, "Would you like?" Mike had her audition. I didn't have to audition. He was just like, "Please, please," because I make an arse of myself regularly anyway. So he's like, "If we can harness that making an arse of yourselfness into a play, oh magic." So that's pretty much what we were trying to do, and I think it worked. You saw it last night, right?
I did.
Yeah,
it's a funny show. It suits your talents, because you are a funny man.
Yes,
you are a comedian comic.
I am a stand-up comic. Yes.
Yeah. Here's my question, and it's something that I think a lot of the listeners want to know. When are you going to go dramatic?
When am I going to go dramatic?
Is that going to happen?
When given,
it's like Dylan going electric, you know.
When given the opportunity, going dramatic is... it's tricky, because going dramatic is very close to going sort of pretentious and silly. Like, comedy can be... I like it because it kind of... everybody can get a laugh out of a lot of stuff. And I'm always scared of just being... you know, like, Fringe has a little bit of something for everybody, but like, Fringe is the only festival where there's going to be a show I love more than anything I've ever seen, and a show I hate more than anything I've ever seen, because everything goes at Fringe. So you'll see the person who's trying something new and interesting and weird and strange that they just won't let work anywhere else because it's too new. And you'll also see something that there's a very, very good reason it's not in the mainstream. But but everybody likes different stuff. So my favorite show and the show I hate the most is at Fringe, and someone else is the exact opposite. But dramatic. Who knows? Really, if I'm ever offered the opportunity. But most of the time, that's not where my strengths are. I mean, I have done it. No, I don't think I have. Not in a while. I've done it in school, and I've done it in some shows. But really, lately, it's been mostly my own stuff, and my own stuff is funny. So. Like, for example, the movie I made where I played a telephone operator working at a Christian hotline who was actually gay and trying to bring it down from the inside.
I really want to know how that ends.
Well.
Dave, thanks for coming on the show. You want to give your show one more plug?
Sure. I'm in Duel, which is at Alumni Auditorium, the last show, unless we win Best in Venue, which, you know, you can vote for that too, and then we can have one more show. But the last show is on Saturday at 6:30 at Alumni Auditorium. Come check it out. It's very funny. I wear tiny shorts, and nothing falls out.
It's a funny show. It's worth seeing. You get to see Dave Atkinson, as he mentioned, in what he just mentioned, and several other talented actors and actresses. It's a good time. Fringe, the entire festival goes till what day? It's the 28th, right?
Yeah, it ends Sunday. And on Sunday, the shows that win Best in Venue, so the shows that are voted the best in their venue, get to do another performance that night. So that's like maybe. I have no idea, really, whether or not we'll be doing another one or whether or not we even have a chance. That's what's fun about Fringe. You really don't know until the end of the end whether or not your show is successful.
On behalf of the listeners, I wish you good luck.
Thank you. Thank you.
And listeners, that is it for Around the Block this week. In a few minutes, this following song will end, and you will listen to more exciting CHUO programming, although I don't know if it can get more exciting than Dave Atkinson.
Pretending to be a belligerent French man in tiny pants. Yeah,
yeah, there you go. But I hope you enjoyed this week. We are the show that talks about all kinds of local things, usually news. This week we delved into a little bit of arts and culture, which was fun. Hopefully come back next week. We'll probably be back.
Never again.
Yeah, we'll be back to news next week. But hopefully you can join us next time. We take a walk around the block. See you then.